Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. I told you this was going to happen with the vaccine. It was so transparently obvious that the minute the information on the vaccine started to get ugly, what we're seeing now, infections, reinfections, First Lady Jill Biden testing positive again in a reinfection. We hope she's doing well. I obviously sincerely mean that. I don't wish illness on anyone. I'm not a sick, crazy person like some of these lefties. These people are double boosted and vaccinated twice. How is it that they're not only getting COVID, but getting reinfected with COVID? How is their immune system, because it's supposed to be a vaccine, not better conditioned to fight this thing off? These are serious questions. We're starting to see, again, I'm not going to over-dramatize the data like they did in the other direction, the left, dramatizing the vaccine as if it was a be-all, end-all and was going to prevent infection, which it does not. But it's now crystal clear that the evidence is starting to pile up that this mRNA vaccine was not what they said it was. And I had predicted a long time ago that watch what's going to happen. We knew a long time ago, many of us, me included, who, again, I did the show about the vaccine and me the other day and it went viral. I got COVID twice after a vaccine, after the Pfizer vaccine, twice. And the first time I got it bad, really bad. The second time it wasn't so bad at all. I barely knew I had it. But when I got it, believe me, I got it. So any kind of counterfactual arguments like, oh, Dan, it would have been worse. I don't know how it would have been worse. I would have been dead. It was bad. Really bad. Thank God I got the monoclonal antibodies. And I had said to you, that, my gosh, the next day after I got COVID, I said, what kind of, and I went back on the air that Monday. I caught it or knew about it on Friday. I was back on the air on Monday. Gee had to work from home. Remember that, Gee? I was like, you can't come in here. Sorry, I'm still contagious. That did say, he said that sucked. I said to you, what the hell was in that thing? Vaccine fertilizer? Like, it made no sense to me. I have never seen anything like this. And I told you the minute this data started to come out, watch, they're going to flip the script to what? They're going to blame it on Donald Trump. Here it goes from Politico. I told you so.
Flag it.
August 24th. Flag. Well, mark it off the flag it. I asked you to flag it. That's an unflag it. That is an unflag. Oh, yes, I'm very sorry. That is an unflag.
Flagged
it. August 24th, 2022, Politico. I hate putting Politico pieces in the show notes, but my gosh, please read this. Bongino.com/newsletter. The newsletter is the show notes. Trump White House exerted pressure on FDA for COVID-19 emergency use authorizations, a House report finds. Oh my God. Wow. What? And I'll read a snippet from this in a second, but my gosh, Gee, Joe, what timing?
Yeah.
All this information about the vaccine starts coming out. Negative side effects, it's failure to prevent infection, people getting reinfected over and over again. And next thing you know, weird, all these people in the media who told us how wonderful the vaccine was, it was going to stop COVID as long as the vaccine came out after Trump left office. It's not an insignificant point, by the way. Because if it would have come out before he left office, they would have told you the vaccine is terrible. All right, I did that poorly. I'm ashamed of myself right now, because if you don't understand this, I've blown the whole show and you could tune out right now and don't ever listen again because I messed up. Understand this. Every single thing the grotesque media and the left does is viewed through the lens of how does this hurt Trump? Hold that in your head, this holster. Everything. Don't even dare for a second try to tell me, if you're a lib listening, that the media and libs care about science. Please stop. Please stop. I have no time for stupid. It's Thursday. Please, I have no time for stupid today. Nobody cares about science or journalistic ethics. Stories are viewed how they help or hurt Trump, period. Am I right? Yeah, Kamala, exactly. Kamala Harris, didn't even think of that during the campaign when she was still running for vice president. I'm not taking the Trump vaccine, Kamala Harris, after Trump leaves office. The vaccine's the greatest thing ever. Everybody get their triple boosted. If the vaccine had come out before Trump left office, so he could put his handprint on it and said, look, I did this, I guarantee you the media would have changed their story about the vaccine and all, and probably honestly could have saved a lot of people from the side effects. The media would have been like, hey, man, this thing was rushed. You know, the election's coming up. Be very careful. Trump just did this for the election. This thing could be dangerous. I can't prove a counterfactual. Granted, I want to be a hypocrite. I can't prove it. But given the history of media lying and how everything is viewed through the lens of how it damages Trump, I am telling you with near certainty for speculation that they could have, the media would have done their homework on the vaccine and it would have been downplayed as rushed for an election to get Trump elected and potentially dangerous. Listen to me. Oh, you know what? This is time for the Birdwell. I'm sorry again. The Birdwell.
Oh!
That is that. This isn't time for the regular one. Please, please believe what I'm telling you is true. When they delayed the vaccine, I believe intentionally, till after the election. This is when I still thought the vaccine would work, by the way. Keep in mind, don't view it through today's lens where we know it's been largely a failure, right? Don't view it through the lens back then where it was perceived by many, not all, but to be some panacea, right? When it was delayed, and I believe it was delayed on purpose till after the election, then they had, or keep in mind, they think, oh, Trump lost, whatever. Now it's okay. Now we can celebrate the vaccine because it won't help Trump win. Please tell me you get this. We have now come full circle, as Keith just said. Now they have to hurt Trump. So they can't hurt Trump. They couldn't months ago while they were still celebrating how glorious this vaccine was. They couldn't hurt him. Now that they think Trump is going to run again and they realize that they cannot hide the data about the vaccine anymore. It's failed to prevent infection. It's largely failed to prevent multiple infections. There are side effects now piling up. Now that they know they can't hide this anymore, they say, gosh, how can we hurt Trump? Time for the flipperoo. The flipperoo is, that's a Trump vaccine. He did it.
Yep.
Here it is. My gosh, I want to be wrong sometimes. Here's the story. Catherine Ellen Foley, right out of the bullpen. Catherine, hey, we need someone to write a report blaming Trump for the vaccine we celebrated forever. Here he is. Bring in the righty out of the bullpen, or the lefty in this case, the media. Get the lefty. Quote, the Trump administration pressured the FDA, including FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, to authorize unproven treatments for COVID-19 and the first COVID-19 vaccines, which let me just stop here. They loved 5 minutes ago. On an accelerated timeline, according to a report released Wednesday by Democrats on the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis. Wait, keep that up 1 second. So now all of a sudden the vaccines they said were wonderful and we're going to save the world, that they fired people over, sidelined pilots in the military, special forces operators, fired cops and firemen, Cumulus fired people, a parent company on my radio station. Companies around the globe fired people for this. Now they're panicking that the first COVID vaccines, Trump rushed them on an accelerated timeline. What? Why isn't that a great thing? Well, Joe, the vaccines are great. Trump pushed them. The business guy pushed them, right? But now it's a bad thing because now you realize you can't hide the evidence that this thing was a debacle.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle that you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers in the role made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry US Survival Rifle. Every single thing is viewed through the lens of how to screw over Trump and what damages him. Shame on you if you are still believing media BS. Believe nothing they tell you. It is one big, giant, liberal grifting scam viewed only through the lens of how do we hurt Donald Trump. Sure enough, my thing went viral the other day when I said to you the greatest regret of my life was getting the COVID vaccine. It was. I know the process of science. It's longitudinal. I should have taken more time. And, you know, the support, by the way, thank you, has been overwhelming. 99% of the emails are people like, we get it. You had cancer. I didn't even know what kind. It could have been, I had no idea. I mean, I didn't even know what was going to happen. I was just scared. But, you know, I still get a couple emails and tweets from idiots. You know, I saw one lady this morning like, oh, he was scared. What a weenie or something. I'm like, I saw that this morning. You know, whatever. And, you know, God forbid, I pray for you. I mean it. I sincerely pray that you never come down with some potentially deadly condition like cancer or elsewhere and a virus breaks out you don't know a lot about. I really hope that never happens to you. So to that lady, blocked her instantly, by the way, because I don't really need to hear that garbage. But showing you again how everything is viewed through the lens of how does this help or hurt Trump. They don't care about the vaccine, folks. They care about how the vaccine now is looking like it's not the savior they said it was. Now they've got to pin it to Trump. Not Biden or Kamala, who've been pushing this thing endlessly, taking shots on camera. No, it's Trump's fault. Here's another one. Hat tip, Rosie Memos on Twitter, who we love. They note, Rosie Memo says, once again, CNN flipped out. Remember this? Remember when President Trump talked about vitamin D? Remember how the media, of course, vitamin D, Joe, which comes from what? Like the sun?
Yeah.
The sun hits your skin produces vitamin D in the body. Pretty natural process, right?
Yeah.
Everyone realizes a healthy amount of sun, not too much, is good. You produce vitamin D, you need it. Vitamin D is good for your hormone levels, your testosterone. It's good for everything, your immune system. The media flipped out on vitamin D. Why? Oh, thank you. You got the headlines. Because Trump mentioned it. Because nothing is viewed through the lens of science. Everything is viewed from the lens. How does this hurt Trump? Wait, I got to write an article panning vitamin D and the obvious known health benefits of vitamin D? Yes, of course you do, because it'll hurt Trump. Here it is. Sandy Lamott. Bring in the lefty. Bring in the lefty out of the bullpen. Sandy Lamott, CNN, May of 2020. Vitamin D's effect on COVID-19 may be exaggerated. Here's what we know. Now go back to the other tweet from Rosie Memos. So they had to attack vitamin D because Trump said something nice about vitamin D. Now we find out, this is from February this year, people with a vitamin D deficiency are more likely to have severe or critical cases of COVID-19, according to a new study. How does this hurt Trump? That's all they care about, ladies and gentlemen. All they care about. Every single one of these vaccine propagandists, by the way, who attacked us, who attacked me for my appearance the other day on my own show here, telling you how horrified, embarrassed I was that I made such a terrible decision out of fear. Again, there's no shame in that game, folks. I'm just a human being. I make bad decisions all the time. But hiding them from you is dishonest. And it's, I'm never going to be a poser. Oh, look at me. I'm so much better than you guys. I don't screw up like you deplorable. That's a lefty thing. That's not my thing. But every single one of these vaccine propagandists out there who attacked us will now shamelessly flip the script in their story as this thing fails even more. And they will blame it on Donald Trump. Shameful. Absolutely shameful and disgusting.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.